Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto arrives in Malaysia to receive honorary award. Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff visits BrahMos Missiles Factory in India. Indonesian House of Representatives calls Isra and Miraj momentum for Palestinian independence. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Malaysia to receive the honorary award from the King of Malaysia, Sultan Ibrahim Ibnu Iskandar. The award is titled Most Esteemed Royal Family Order of Johor First Class DK1 Johor, as Sultan Ibrahim is also the fifth king of the Malaysian state of Johor. As reported by Antara News Agency, Prabowo arrived at the Royal Malaysian Air Force Base Subang on Monday. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat Yusuf Permana said the honorary award was also received by the second Indonesian President Suharto in 1990. Deputy Speaker of Indonesia's House of Representatives, Sufmi Dasko Ahmad, on Monday said the House plans to establish a team to monitor the handling of a shooting incident targeting five Indonesians by officers from Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency, APMM, in Malaysian waters on Friday. As reported by Antara News Agency in a statement cited on Monday, the Gerindra Party politicians emphasized that the country's parliament deeply regretted and condemn the alleged excessive use of force by the agency officers, which led to the death of an undocumented Indonesian migrant workers and injury of four others. They called on the country's Minister of Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection to form a team to investigate the incidents transparently, provide legal assistance to victims, and repatriate the deceased workers' body. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy Admiral Muhammad Ali visited the BrahMos missile manufacturing plant in India on Sunday amid his visit to attend the Indian Republic Day parade. According to the Navy's Director of Public Affairs, Rear Admiral Imado Wirahadi Arsantawardana, the visit aims to strengthen bilateral and military relations between Indonesia and India. It is expected to serve as an opportunity to deepen cooperation in the military sector. BrahMos is a medium-range ramjet supersonic cruise missiles developed by Indian and Russian ventures. The government of Indonesia and Malaysia have emphasized the importance of the Joint Trade and Investment Committee, JTIC, in strengthening trade relations between the two countries. As quoted from a statement by the Indonesian Ministry of Trade on Monday, Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso in Jakarta said the committee is a strategic instrument to explore joint trade and investment opportunities. Minister Santoso said it was agreed in a bilateral meeting in Putrajaya, Malaysia on Sunday that Indonesia is ready to host the fourth Joint Trade and Investment Committee meeting this year. The two countries are committed to overcoming trade barriers and strengthening cooperation in various sectors, including mineral fuels, vegetable fats, and steel products. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono emphasized the need for the state-run logistic company Bulog to focus on purchasing rice produced by domestic farmers to meet the food self-sufficiency goals set for 2027 by the country's President Prabowo Subianto. As reported by Antara News Agency from his office statement on Monday, Sudaryono underlined that the government had set a target for Bulog to acquire around the 3 million tons of locally produced rice at the government's purchasing price of 6,500 rupiah, or 40 US cent per kilogram. Sudaryono remarked that the government had allocated a budget to drive the realization of the target while boosting the welfare of Indonesian rice farmers. Members of the Indonesian House of Representatives Habib Abu Bakar Al-Habshi said the Islamic commemoration of Isra and Miraj this week is a momentum to continue fighting for Palestinian independence. In an interview with RRI on Monday, Al-Habshi, the Indonesian Prosperous Justice Party politician, said that Indonesia has a moral responsibility to continue to support the Palestinian struggle. According to him, this is in line with the spirit of the opening of the country's 1945 constitution, which said that independence is the inalienable right of all nations. He considered that Indonesia's support for the Palestinian people was not only part of the country's foreign policy, but also a manifestation of moral and spiritual values as conveyed by the Indonesia's first president, Sukarno. Former Indonesian national football coach from South Korea, Shin Tae-yong, left Indonesia for his home country on Sunday. In a message to dozens of the country's national team fans at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Tangerang, Banten on Sunday, Shin urged them to continue supporting their national team. According to Sin, the fan support is crucial during the 2026 World Cup ASEAN qualifiers in March 2025. Despite no longer being the coach of the Indonesian national team, Sin remains optimistic about the future of Indonesian football. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.